So, we are now in discussions of the mind state of the mind, the quality of the mind. If you prefer, you can call it the heart state. And so, sometimes it's nice in mindfulness to not prepare yourself and settle in for a while, but just straight ahead. How are you? How is your mind state? State of mind, your state of heart? And the instructions for mind states is to simply know it. And I emphasize simply, there's no instructions to think about it, analyze it, judge it, prefer it or prefer something else. There's a training here in knowing directly, immediately, clearly, in a very, very simple way. And the Dharma being immediate, visible, onward leading, inviting inspection, is found in the very simplicity of knowing. The knowing is immediate. The knowing is knowing what's evident here. And the way the text talks about knowing a mind with greed, or one that's free of greed. For many of us, maybe it's more appropriate to recognize it's a matter of degree. Maybe after all these sitting, there's not much greed present, but there might be a little bit. There might be a fair amount of absence, but not completely. There might be some degree of ill will, in some sense of not so much, or absence of it too. There probably is some delusion, but not so prominent. There's also some wisdom, some absence of delusion. And to experiment with knowing how your mind is in relationship to these three activities that can be in the mind, part of the mind. They're not the mind. To recognize a mind that has some desire, greed, some aversion, ill will, some delusion. And some without. Some absence of it. Maybe in the very knowing itself. The way we're aware of it. In the awareness, maybe there's no greed or ill will. when greed, ill will, delusion are strong, they can have one of two influences on the mind. They can contract the mind. There can be a tightening, constriction, tension in the mind, a shutting down, a rigidity in the mind. Or there can be a fragmenting of the mind. The mind is no longer whole, but it's so focused on the object of greed, the object of ill will, or object of delusion, that there is a kind of alienation, kind of fragmentation. There's a loss of the wholeness, where everything is included. Fragmentation where we leave ourselves for the highways and byways of thoughts, stories. When there is strong desire or strong ill will or even weak, how does it affect the mind? Is there a tightening inward or a spinning outward? Is there rigidity? A narrowing? Or a fragmentation. And now, well into this meditation session, you can start again, fresh, always ready to begin again. Maybe taking a few longer, gentle breaths. Using the in with the inhale, feeling more of your body. The larger the inhale, the more awareness spreads through the torso. And perhaps a longer exhale, long enough to enjoy a relaxation, a release. letting the breathing return to normal. And if it's nice for you, on the exhale, relax the body more. Find different parts of the body where releasing of tension is possible. Even if it's just the micro muscles. And where tension doesn't relax, that's okay. Maybe instead there's a softening around the tension. Maybe with the exhale, there can be a wave of calming through the whole body. And then letting go of any relaxation you're doing. Allowing yourself to be aware. Establishing the presence of attention, awareness. Maybe allowing breathing, the body's experience of breathing, to be the center of all things. And if something is more predominant, more compelling than breathing, let that be the subject of awareness. And whatever is happening, see if you can know it at the level of sensations, without story, without interpretation, without thinking about it. And if there is a lot of thought, that's what's compelling. There too, see if you can find the sensations associated with thinking, the way that the thinking is expressed physically or has a physical impact. And maybe relaxing or softening the sensations associated with thinking. And as you're sitting here, might there be any dharmic pleasure from being calm or settled a little bit? Maybe from the degree to which you feel more whole in your body, softer. dharmic pleasure might be a, might come as a glow or a radiance, almost like a luminous radiance in the body. Or a sweetness, a sense of beauty, or a sense of vibration, of well-being or joy. And there might be a way you can allow awareness, knowing, or feeling to be attuned to the dharmic pleasure. So that knowing, being aware, shares some of the pleasure. Sometimes it's possible to feel the breathing arising from or arising within the dharmic well-being, maybe gently fanning the glow or warmth. A dharmic pleasure which shows the mind it's okay to relax, it's okay to trust resting here in the present moment. If it's easy enough, let there be a relaxing, softening. All through the body and mind. Now, open your awareness up to quietly know the state of your mind. Is the mind free of greed? Or not? Is it free of ill will? Or not? Is it free of delusion? Or not? Or is it a matter of degree, where you can see some compulsion, some desire? You can also see the absence. You can see some aversion operating in part of the mind, but also see the freedom from it. And the knowing that just knows how it is. If you have some sense of a mind that is without greed, or some sense of part of a mind that's without greed, that's the open door towards freedom. That teaches, reveals a little bit what freedom is like. If there's part of the mind, or if the mind as a whole is without ill will, it gives us a feel for what freedom is like, or what it's like to have a mind that's neither contracted nor fragmented. Occasionally, when the state of mind is neither contracted nor fragmented, neither rigid or spinning out, the state of the mind can feel expansive, open, spacious. It might even feel continuous with the space around you. With thoughts arising like clouds in an endless sky, with thoughts being soft, insubstantial, light, nothing to get involved with. Let him fade away in the endless space of mind. When there's the kind of guidance or pointing that was offered in this last sitting, I don't expect all of you to follow it, all of it along. That it's, you know, your practice, your meditation is going to be harmonious with it or... However, if you just make yourself available to hear it and go in, I believe that it's, the mind will store it away. And when you get close, or when this becomes relevant, it'll make it a little bit easier for the mind to open to what you heard. The mind doesn't often hear these kinds of ideas for itself. The mind hears a lot of other ideas of how we should be that are not so healthy. So don't underestimate the value of just hearing it. You don't have to match it. And I think it's worth pointing out again and again and again the value of always being a beginner. To remember to start over. Because there'll be cycles of the meditation that you'll go through. And if you try to hold on to some deeper state, or crave wanting it again, the mind probably will get rigid, tight, or fragmented. Sometimes it's more harmonious to know, okay, that's not there anymore. Let's start over again. And just the willingness to start over with the breathing or establishing awareness, or knowing what is happening can be the very kind of massage or of the mind that moves us in that onward leading direction, because we're not holding on to anything or trying to force anything. So for those of you participating in person here at IRC, there'll be no practice discussions today. They'll start again tomorrow. So in a sense, at least for half of you, but maybe for all of you, there's going to be more silence today. Maybe more stillness because of that. And there's a way in which sweet silence, sweet stillness, is also a teacher, is also a pointing. So I hope you enjoy the extra silence. And for the participants online, some of you have meetings with Inez today, and I hope you'll enjoy those equally. Thank you.